Hey, folks. Yeah, so I guess a little mini cast in between the two episodes that we had going. I'm also checking like my new little setup that I have going. I have this little extendo arm thing for the mic, so it feels very studio-like, very nice. But I want to just chime in with about the last podcast. Everybody was really, really receptive about it, and I'm really glad you guys all dug it and everything. My main thing, you know, with this podcast is just, you know, relay what the fuck's going on through my head as I'm going through this and answer questions and everything else. And some people wanted me to elaborate on the last episode, which I'm going to do. I have a plan to elaborate on some of that and really get more info out to you guys. But that's what the ongoing podcasts that are coming up. I'm trying to make sure that all this shit works out right and sounds good. And it's like two episodes of me saying what I'm going to do. So I guess, you know, again, coming back into this, it's not the same. Like when I was doing it with Chris and everything, you know, I had him to bounce stuff off of. So I'm going to see about, you know, getting some of the news out there and everything else. I will chime in on occasion on news and my opinion on a couple of the what's going on, especially with the movies and stuff like that. It's funny, but I'm trying to comb some of the old archives with Chris and I and go through when I was saying that all these fucking companies, Sony, Fox, and Marvel, especially now Marvel, you know, being owned by Disney and everything, Marvel Studios, working together on these movies and having a cross-platform thing. Like, it's just more and more and more corporate culture is becoming more transparent. I think a lot of what is the success of Silicon Valley, to a certain degree, in the startups and everything, has been the transparency. Like, that old fucking, you know, way of, like, from the movies, where it's like some corporate guy, and he's gonna walk in, and it's like, there's a top secret thing, and we're gonna bury these guys. That's old school. That's old school bullshit mentality that doesn't work anymore. Now it's a lot about, like, hey, I have the ball, and I want to play with all of you. Now, in the end, the ball is yours, but you're gonna, everybody gets to play. And I think that's way more advantageous for everybody than this kind of like corporate hoarding of ideas and stuff like that. And I think, you know, the best thing that's happened to Marvel is they got bought out by Disney, because it looks more and more and more and more that their corporate culture inside is changing. And you don't see or hear so much of the fucking shenanigans or bullshit that you hear from DC Comics within their structure. They just seem hipper, cooler, and on the ball. While, you know, DC seems to be, I think, latched on to an old-school kind of dumb shit way of fucking doing things. I mean, I'm trying to read some DC comics, I really am. But I don't think they go too far. I mean, you know, everybody has told me, read the Scott Snyder Batman. And I'm going to do it, I'm going to go read it, I am. But I remember, like, you know, I'm going to, it's like, alright, let me go and hang out and see some other ones. And it's so funny, because it's the same thing. And some of those is the symptoms I've seen in Marvel. And Marvel's fixed it, but still, it's not enough. I mean, it's like Harley Quinn. Like, Harley Quinn is like the Wile E. Coyote of the fucking DC universe. And it's the same shit as Deadpool. And I'm so surprised that that shit hasn't, like, died out already. Like, has people not gotten fucking bored of fucking Deadpool yet? Like, how far can chimichangas go? I mean, it's funny, sure. And a movie's going to be fucking cool. I imagine Ryan Reynolds is going to be awesome and that whole thing that they're doing. But even with Harley Quinn, it's kind of like, okay, we get it. You're crazy, yada, yada. I remember the original series that was out a couple of years ago. That was pretty cool. Before this fucking drag queen, not drag queen, but fucking stripper costume that she has on now and everything else. When she had the actual Harley Quinn Bruce Timm design fucking costume, and I think she had a formula or something that made her strong. That was a cool series. I remember reading it, and it was fun to see how she was the second-in-command henchman chick to Joker, and without him, what she would end up being. And just seeing those relationships, like just Poison Ivy being like the classic friend going like, you don't need him, you're so much better than that, that kind of stuff. So I think there's a lot of things like that that I think that were really cool that I'm not kind of seeing in the current series. But, you know, I gotta read, you know, past issue one. I mean, that's the thing. I'm trying to give it a chance. Read the first 12 issues at least. And then, you know, that, like I've said before, the one DC series that I've really liked has been Wonder Woman by Brian Azzarello. That shit's been great. You know, it's just, it is kind of like, it's not a year one, but it's a good story. It's like a good chunky, like, oh shit, Wonder Woman is somebody's story. So I think that's really poignant. I think that's something that's necessary. So, I mean, you know, overall, like, again, just the corporate culture and everything else, you know, Marvel still makes some stinkeroos, believe me. There's been a couple of things that I've read that are sucked. That Wolverine story is fucking stupid. Like, it's a ridiculous, dumb story. You know, it always goes in the same circle. I mean, it's obviously, like, all right, you know, they're trying to get the Animanium. I don't know if the spoilers for Wolverine, because, you know, he's dead. And so they're trying to get his body and Mr. Sinister, which every time Mr. Sinister comes out, it's just like some bullshit DNA genetic, you know, bullshit plot point fucking pulled out of his ass. That's his mutant power, pulling plot points out of his ass. It's ridiculous. So it's kind of hard to get into it. Some of the other books have been interesting, you know, with X-23 and everything, the little blue and yellow hair thing. That was kind of cool, homage thing. And I do like the idea of this inverted Sabretooth. It is kind of fucking cool. Like, that to me is a crazy process. Like, that to me is a cool idea of, like, you know, even though it's magic, which is another pull it out of your ass plot point. But the idea of all of a sudden this character, homicidal murdering maniac, realizes, hey, I'm a homicidal murdering maniac. But the book is like, the art is kind of whack as fuck. There's some parts that are really beautiful. Like, I forget the artist, but there's some watercolors and stuff that look really cool. And then it just looks like fucking anatomy, like 101 fuck ups, you know, left and right. And some parts are just jumbled and they don't make sense. You know, somebody's head gets cut off and you're like, what the fuck? So, I mean, you know, both sides still have their shit. But, I mean, they are kind of growing. And I'm trying to, like, really get into, like, DC more. I know that there's some talented people that are doing some cool shit over there. So, I don't want to be outside of that, you know? Same thing with Image. Image is just kicking ass. They're doing all these titles and everything else. I think the idea of... It's funny because it seems like DC and Marvel are trying to do that one universe thing again. The Jim Shooter style, like 1984, like Secret Wars, kind of like whole homage. Like if the Fantastic Four are in space, you know, you'll hear about it in X-Men. You know, if the X-Mansion gets attacked, you'll hear about it in Avengers. Like this kind of thing, like this whole world's happening at the same time kind of thing. I think everybody's doing that except Image, which is kind of cool, because Image is just like, fuck it, everybody, these are all separate IPs, these are all different separate stories, fuck you, that's not, you know, no one universe, you know. They tried it before and it didn't work when Image United came out, which I think they never finished, which sucks, asshole. I really wish they could put a kind of finish that would have been at least something. But, you know, Rob Liefeld and all these other cats, I mean, they just, the draw page nowadays, I guess, just costs them too much. It's crazy. But, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, even Invincible, like, they have a superhero universe. They did Guardians of the Globe. They did a couple, like, spinoffs. And then they said, fuck it, pull it back. I think the sales weren't there. That's probably why they pulled it back. But it was really cool and interesting because that world has some really great characters. And then, on top of that, that world kind of intersects with Savage Dragon. The cool thing also, too, is that, man, they just fucking kill everybody in those books. So you never know what character is just long gone and what characters go on. And there's other parts, like in Prophet, where you'll see, you know, Bad Rock and all these other Super Patriot in the far future, you know. And and I'm talking, like, the Marvel, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 3000 kind of stuff, you know. So that's kind of interesting, too. So there's a lot of cool, you know, little tidbits that I'm falling off. I mean, like I said, sometimes I just follow more artists and writers I like. And wherever the fuck they go, I'm going to go fucking go there. And I'm going to pick up their book. I think that's the best bet most of the time. And that's where I want to support and make sure they get as much work as possible. So that's like one point that I was going to make here. And with the little mini cast and just kind of touch base with you guys. Because kind of, you know, I do, you know, want to mention stuff and everything. So I'm going to see if I do a little bit of a news thing. I'm going to try to develop that side of it, the podcast too. Also, do you guys think it should be an hour? Because I've been doing 30 minutes because I think that's a good format. Something you guys can sit down, listen to, and go on to the next thing. It's kind of like what I like. But some people like hour-long stuff. Other people like these 10-minute things. Maybe this is what you guys what I should be doing. You guys tell me. As always, you can hit me up on Twitter at Fwakata, Fwacata. Also on email, secretmediagroup, all one word, at gmail.com. And you can also find me on Facebook. There's a Fwakata page on there. go ahead and like it, and I'll be posting stuff on there for discussion and everything. And let me know what you guys think. You can also go to fuakata.podomatic.com, which is the home of this this podcast, and come in, you know, and leave a comment. Let me know what's up. Do you want more? Do you want me to talk about certain things? Do you want me to address certain things? You want to call me an asshole? Go ahead. And, you know, we'll cover what we can, you know. And just let me know what's going on. Until the next time, don't be a dick. Yeah.